Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, July 6th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and once again today we want to share a word of encouragement with you based upon the scriptures. Today's message is titled Being Ready. And the scripture text is a rather obscure portion from Luke 13, 4 and 5.
Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish.
The other day I was scanning the headlines on an online news source and read of a farming accident in Virginia involving several deaths due to methane gas in a manure pit. I grimaced as I considered such an awful way to die. It turns out that among the dead was Amos Stolzfus, a farmhand who had once worked for my friend Jesse. I spoke to Jesse last night and he shared how he had been to the viewing, and we discussed how hard this must be for that family. As a minister, these are among the hardest times to share comfort with those left behind in such tragic accidents. Sometimes the best you can do is just sympathize in silence.
Our daily text has an intriguing message today. Jesus is using a contemporary news event to illustrate a vital spiritual truth. There had been an accident regarding a tower in Siloam that fell and 18 had perished. We've wondered, was that the result of a construction accident? Obviously then, as now, such events are in people's minds and talked about for quite some time.
Jesus does not address the question that's foremost when such things happen. And in this passage recorded in the scripture, he provides no comforting words. When things like this happen, we want to know, why did it happen? Or, as believers more specifically, why did God allow it to happen? Really, in our hearts, we want to know how an unexplainable tragedy relates to God being in control.
Jesus does not provide an answer to these why questions, but he clearly rebukes the simpleton mentality of those who have the view that those who died were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem. Occasionally, I've encountered a similar attitude when someone sees suffering in someone else, essentially asserting that the suffering either must be due to lack of faith, or surely there must be some underlying sin that caused the problem. This is a profane form of spiritual pride. We are all sinners, and we all have deficiencies in our faith.
Jesus deals with the bigger and more important issue. Hear the words of our ever-truthful Lord. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. The emphasis of our Lord is being ready for eternity. Have you repented of your sins? Are you ready to meet your Maker right now, sometime today, if it's your time?
God doesn't always act according to our expectations or our time. And that's a critical test of faith, particularly when we deal with the great why questions. But he is always in absolute control, even when the situation we experience seems contrary to that truth.
Today I want to encourage each podcast listener, especially those of you who are facing a hard situation as you read this. May the Lord give you a deep and abiding assurance of his steadfast love and care. Indeed, he is in control. As we conclude today's message, I want to share the challenge to accept Christ as Lord. I know most of you listening to this have already done so, and for you, today's prayer that Brooksie will pray in a moment will probably merely be an affirmation of the present faith you now have. But I earnestly pray that anyone listening today who's never prayed the prayer of faith will do so. This will be the beginning of your life with Christ and your preparation to meet your Maker. Well, there are many ways to pray this prayer. There's no single one formula that works, but here's a common prayer that expresses repentance to God and faith in his provision of salvation. We urge you to pray along with Brooksine today. Pray from your heart today.
Lord Jesus, I confess that I am a sinner and desire to turn to you in repentance. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that you came to this earth and died on the cross as a substitute for me. I place my faith in you and what you have done for me. I receive you into my life and choose this day to follow you. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Amen.
Amen. And that's how it begins. That's how it begun for me in 1971 when I prayed a prayer similar to this and began my journey of following the Lord. And actually, Brooksine, I believe several years prior to that as a younger teenager. It can begin for you today. Well, what a joy to share with you. We are again Stephen and Brooksine Weber, a married couple, married 31 years now, living here in Mount Joy, Pennsylvania, in a rural part of the state. Our website is at www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have several additional materials on the site today, a song, a couple songs, in fact, both titled God is in Control, that we feel will bless you. Have a link to the context of today's passage. Have a picture up, an interesting picture someone gave me of a leaning silo. I guess it kind of reminded me when I spoke of the tower. Well, have a wonderful day today. Continue to trust the Lord daily for His grace.